Thailand's government is set to lift a state of emergency in Bangkok and surrounding provinces 2 months after imposing it to curb anti-government protests. Anne Schneibel reports.
The Thai government set the two-month emergency back in January to help contain protests in the run-up to a general election on February 2nd. However, most of its measures were barely used, especially after a court ruled on February 19th that some of them had been imposed illegally. Since November, the protesters have been trying to overthrow Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawatra, who they accuse of corruption and of being under the influence of her brother, ousted former Premier Thaksin Shinawatra. Meanwhile, six independent agencies have joined together to act as mediator between the protesters, who are represented by the People's Democratic Reform Committee, and the government. These agencies had called on the government and the PDRC to elect representatives with the aim of bringing the political crisis to an end, but both sides refused to submit names of moderators. In an interview with Vatican Radio, Professor Apikart Intravasit of Assumption University in Thailand shed light on the situation.
Both played waiting game that who should send first. And eventually, none of them wanted to nominate anybody. So that proved that the six agencies failed to solve the problem. And that really dragged on a little bit because the government said they would not nominate anybody. The PDRC said they want only the government to be out. This is a situation that we are facing.
23 people have been killed since the demonstrations began last year, mostly in shootings and grenade blasts. The protests, however, have waned in recent weeks and are now mostly confined to Bangkok's central business district and a few other sites. I'm Anne Schneibel.